As the temperature rises and the spring semester comes to a close, students are beginning to feel the stress of preparing for finals, summer trips, or even just preparation for the rest of their lives. Stress can have many negative physical effects such as increased blood pressure, immune system suppression, and if left untreated for an extended period, can result in vulnerability to anxiety or depression. For King's College, however, students don't have to worry about having no solution to their stress problem. Not only does the school provide services such as the counseling center, puzzles in the library, and occasional stress-less fairs, there's also a furry answer to make most people's days. The Pleasure of Your Company therapy dogs frequently visit the campus to bring a little bit more puppy love to the community. The therapy dogs were last on campus for the stress-less fair sponsored by the counseling center in March. Pleasure of Your Company president Helene Skopik-Krieger explains how the company got started.
Pleasure of Your Company started out in the Lehigh Valley, and they're 11 years old. We only started testing here in the Wyoming Valley about 4 or 5 years ago. We've expanded it here. We're a smaller group than a lot of them that are out there. We only have about 70 teams, but I think because of it, we're a closer knit group. We have people who know what's going on, and they're willing to help in situations that wouldn't always see a therapy dog group in.
Krieger talks about how she got started with her work with therapy dogs.
After the World Trade Center was bombed, I saw that they were using therapy dogs. I tried for a month and a half to get to New York to be able to help. When I finally did get there, we went in through the ASPCA. You would not believe the difference that these dogs were making to the people that were there.
Krieger shares one powerful memory she had during one of her trips to New York immediately after the events of September 11th.
One day we tried to walk through a door that would take us from one section of the Pier 94 to the other section, and it took us 1 hour to get through the door. People were stopping and petting the dogs and hugging them and loving them like you would not believe. And there was a police officer standing there, and I said to her, "I'm sorry to cause a bottleneck here." She looked at me and said, "Don't worry about it. It's the only time I've seen people here smiling in all the time that I've been here."
Krieger enjoys the visits the dogs make to King's. She describes how therapy dogs help people relax.
Well, it is documented by a scientist by the name of James Leach that petting a dog lowers your blood pressure. When you just sit here, pet them, feel the fur, feel how nice they are, they're looking at you for love. By doing things like de-stressing with the dogs, that's helping you mellow out more. I think when you're really stressed, you can't learn as well. You need to be in a more relaxed frame of mind to be able to absorb what you're trying to learn.
It seems that for college students, the therapy dogs on campus are just as good as getting free food or getting a nice curve on an exam. Senior Sarah Beth Kaloji was all smiles when she realized that the dogs had returned. Kaloji shares her thoughts on the therapy dogs.
A lot of people are stressed. College atmosphere is definitely very stressful at times, especially for me, myself. I'm a senior graduating this semester. I think it's a great opportunity for students to relax and enjoy some puppy love.
Seniors Leanne Dudash and Melissa Franco-Macaro were so excited that they were mostly speechless as they played with the dog. Dudash and Franco-Macaro described their thoughts on the therapy dogs.
Because puppies. Do I need another reason?
If there was a puppy in my hands at all times, I would be 200% less stressed 500% of the time. But I'm not a math major.
For more information on the Pleasure of Your Company therapy dogs, you can go to their website at www.poycdogs.org. For WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Christina Atienza.